Well, here we are, last Sunday of 2019. I haven't got a clue where the year has gone. I know I spent quite a lot of it, but I haven't got a clue how quickly it had gone. And if you look back on the year, I wonder if you had one word to use, what word would you use to describe your year? We've already had words like dark, hard, tough. The Queen used the word bumpy, which is a very strange word coming out of the mouth of the Queen, but that, as far as she was concerned, summed up her year. And if you look back all the experiences that we've gone through, I wonder what word you would use. And here we are, last Sunday of 2019, ready to launch out into 2020. And as we were thinking about this as eldership, the example of Joshua came to me. And we're going to talk about New Year, New Country. Now, I don't know whether you've ever thought about this, but Moses has been leading the children of Israel for over 40 years. And now he was gone. And God comes to Joshua and says, "You're the man that's going to take these over a million people into this new country." Imagine that. All of a sudden, you're the man. And the person who you have been looking up to, who has led these people, is no longer there. And it's just you. I don't know about you, but I'd be pretty petrified just of that thought. And yet, in those years where Moses led the children of Israel, Joshua had learnt so much. He'd spent time in God's presence. He'd seen the Shekinah glory. He'd led people into battle. He had many experiences he could draw on. But that was going to do him no good whatsoever as he started to lead these people into a new country. And here he is. And God comes to him and says, "I have chosen you and I'm going to use you." Now, we've had a couple of years where we've had been experiencing a pastor. And now we don't have a pastor at the moment. And maybe some of us are wondering, what is happening? What's going to happen? Well, just like God came to Joshua, God comes to us as individuals. And he says this: "You're still here. I am still with you. I have chosen you. And I'm going to use you." So no matter what the new year holds, we need to hold on to that promise for us, that he is still with us and he has promised to use us. Joshua is still on the verge of a new country. 40 years before that, he'd gone into that country and he saw the blessings of that country. Unfortunately, there were those who saw the problems of that country. And so the next 40 years, they spent wandering around in a desert because they weren't prepared to see God. They just saw the problems. And now he stands on the verge of that country, and God says, "This is the country I've given you." Now, there are plenty of tribes in that country who weren't just going to roll over and say, "Yeah, take our country." And as we look at 2020, we have an enemy. And he's not just going to roll over and say, take this town, take this country, take this year. There will be battles. There will be encouragements. There will be discouragements. So what can we learn from God's conversation with Joshua in Joshua chapter 1? And we're going to read from verses 1 down to verse 9. And it says this. After the death of Moses, the Lord's servant, the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant. He said, Moses, my servant, is dead. Therefore, the time has come for you to lead these people, the Israelites, across the Jordan River into the land I'm giving them. I promise you what I promised Moses. Wherever you set foot, you'll be on land I have given you. From the Negev wilderness in the south to the Lebanon mountains in the north, from the Euphrates River in the east to the Mediterranean Sea in the west, including all the land of the Hittites. No one will be able to stand against you as long as you live, for I will be with you as I was with Moses. I will not fail you or abandon you. Be strong and courageous. For you are the one who will lead these people to possess the land I swore to their ancestors I would give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you. Do not deviate from them, turning either to the right or to the left. Then you will be successful in everything you do. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night. So you'll be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Words Joshua would need for the days ahead. Words we need for the days ahead. God hasn't changed. God's word hasn't changed. And God's promises don't change. And as Joshua looks forward to those days and years ahead, going to a country he knows nothing about, things would have changed in the last 40 years. So what does God start by promising him? God starts by promising him his presence. In verse 5, it says this. I will be with you as I was with Moses. I will not fail you or abandon you. Verse 9 says, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And that's the greatest promise any one of us can ever receive from God. His presence. And sometimes we do take that lightly. Sometimes we take it for granted. God was with us yesterday, so therefore he'll be with us tomorrow. And we don't really hold on to the promise like we should. And yet God promises us never to leave us, never to forsake us, never to abandon us. We might be let down by people. People we trusted. People that we looked up to. People who have led us, they might let us down. They might fail us. We might feel abandoned. But one thing is sure, God will never do that to us. He has promised, and he can't go back on his promise. So when Joshua looked back over the years, he could hold on to that one promise. And he could prove it to be true. He made mistakes. He failed in different circumstances. He relied on himself sometimes when he shouldn't have done. And yet through it all, that promise was true. That God never abandoned him. God was always with him. So as he looks forward to leading these people, I don't know whether he looked forward to it, the Israelites weren't exactly the most helpful or obedient people to lead. He'd seen that in Moses, and that surely wasn't going to change as he entered a new country. So what does God say to him? God says, be strong. Not just once, not just twice, but in the space of a short conversation in 9 verses, he repeats that 3 times. Now, if God says something once to us, it's important. If he says it twice, we really need to listen. If he says it 3 times, we really do need to sit up and take notice of what God's trying to say to us. He says, be strong and be courageous. At one point, he says, be strong and very courageous. What do we need as we face this new country of the new year? We need courage and we need strength. Thankfully, I haven't got a clue what 2020 holds. But I do know someone who does know what 2020 holds. And he's promised to hold us, no matter what. And he promises us to give us the strength that we need for every single day. But I need to hold on to that, and I need to ask God for that every single day. For his strength. Because sure as anything is anything, I will try relying on my strength, on my experience, on my knowledge. That's what humans do. They try to work it out themselves. But God has promised us the strength that we need for every single moment of every single day. But we need to ask for it. And we need to trust him to supply that strength for the day. And God challenges Joshua with a massive vision. He said, my promise to Moses was he would have this land. And my promise hasn't changed. And wherever you put your foot, that is the land I have given you. Which is exactly what Moses, exactly what Abraham was told. Walk through the whole land. Wherever your foot is, it's yours. 366 days in 2020, because it's a leap year. Every single one of those days, God says, go and put your foot on it. Go and stand on it. Go and take control of it. Because I've given it to you. But you need to go and trust me. So what's our vision for 2020? As a church, watch this space because God's got lots of things in store for us. He's got a great vision for us. But how about me as an individual? What's my vision for 2020? Just to get through it? Just to get by? Just to see what the year brings? There's an expression. If we fail to prepare, we prepare to fail. It's no good saying, well, I'll just see what the year brings. That's not what God's called us to do. God's called us to have a vision for 2020. As a church, as individuals. And he doesn't call us to a small vision. When Isaiah stood before God in Isaiah 6, he said he saw the Lord high and lifted up, seated on a throne. And when the call came, who will go for us and who will I send? Taken up with that vision, Isaiah said, send me. Here I am. I've been reading through Ezekiel, that well-known book that we all know and love. When was the last time you read Ezekiel? Try chapter 1. If you want a vision of God's glory, go and have a look at Ezekiel chapter 1. And then Ezekiel chapter 2 starts with God calling Ezekiel for her work. But first he had a great vision of the glory of God. There's no better place to start for every single one of us. When God calls us, but first to see the glory of God, which hasn't changed, hasn't diminished. He is still on the throne. No matter what men try to say, God is still on the throne. And he calls us, and he calls you, and he calls me into 2020 to have a big vision. We've got a big God. Why should the vision be small? You say to me, why do we need a vision? In Proverbs 29:18, it says this. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Does our country need us? Too right it does. Is our country in a mess? Yes, it is. Can it get through it by itself? No, it can't. Our country needs to turn back to God. And it starts here. It starts now. So dream big. Trust God to fulfill that vision. But each one of us needs to start with a big vision. And if we're going to fulfill that vision, because it talks about succeeding, what do we need? Verse 7 tells us we need to keep true to God's word. So many things change so quickly nowadays, don't they? And yesterday's truth is tomorrow's, well, it doesn't really matter. And yet God's word stands true today, tomorrow, and forever. And we need, as a people of God, to keep true to God's word. So many things shift and change. But God's word is a firm foundation for every single one of us, for every single day. And we need to keep true to God's word. And Joshua's told, don't deviate to the left or to the right. Don't stray from God's word. There's enough shifting sand in this world as it is, without us stepping off the strong foundation of God's word into a dangerous area. God's word is all we have to stand on. And if we deviate it, then we are in trouble. So God tells him, stay true to God's word and don't stray from it. How well do you know your Bible? God challenges Joshua to study it, Not just study it, but meditate on it day and night. I don't know about you, but I have times in the night where I don't sleep. I have what's called restless leg syndrome. Do you know that? You know what that is? It's really annoying. Really annoying. Now, I've had times where I've woken up and I've been up for 2 hours and I get frustrated and I get annoyed. But you know what? That's a real waste of a couple of hours, isn't it? God challenges Joshua to meditate on his word day and night. So you're up in the night, there's a purpose for it, says he, who sometimes misses that purpose. If we have time in the day, there's a purpose for it. We could waste that time or we could use that time. And the only way we're going to know God's word is to study it and to meditate on it day and night. So how about that for a challenge for every single one of us for 2020? To study God's word, even Ezekiel, has its purposes. Numbers I'm not sure about, but Ezekiel definitely does. But every single one of us, how about that, to take that challenge into the new year, to study and meditate on it day and night. Because if we do, if we hold true to God's word, if we don't deviate it, stray from it, if we study it and meditate on it, as corns as God, we will have success in all that we do. How do you measure success? People in this world measure success by how much money you have, what sort of car you drive, what sort of job. Isn't it interesting? No matter how many places you go to, one of the first things you are asked by someone who doesn't know you is, what do? Just because I'm an insurance broker, does that make me any less a person than a prime minister? Don't answer that, because I will get quite upset. But we're taken up by what we do and what we have. And at the end of the day, when I die, that's going to do me no good whatsoever, is it? My mum used to say, there's no pockets in shrouds. Can't take it with you. So if your esteem is based on what you have, that's not success. That's failure. God says, if you stay true to my word, if you don't deviate from it, if you study it and meditate on it, then I will give you success in all that you do. I read somewhere once, there's a man that was asked, what would you consider success? And he said, to get to heaven and take as many people with me as possible. That's what he considers success. And if we have a big vision, because we have a great God, if we stay true to his word, then success, as far as God's concerned, will follow. And we will take the land. And God tells Joshua, don't be discouraged. There's a lot of things in this world to discourage us. There are people who make a living out of discouraging people. But God says to Joshua, you'll have good times, you'll have bad times, you'll have people that cause you real stress and problems. But do not be discouraged. Because at the end of the day, I will be with you wherever you go. So as we end this conversation between God and Joshua, one thing we need to lay hold of is to remember it doesn't rely on a human. It relies on God. In verses 5 and 9, let me read those again. No one will be able to stand against you as long as you live, for I will be with you as I was with Moses. I will not fail you or abandon you. This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. That was true of Joshua all those years ago. It is true for every single one of us today and whatever 2020 holds. But we need to hold on to that. And we need to trust God with tomorrow.